Talk Radio's Rick Roberts on air.
The great Rick Roberts.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host. Favorite host. Favorite host.
I ain't gonna shut my mouth. Don't mind if I stand out in a crowd. Just wanna live out loud. Well, I know there's got to be a few hundred million more like me, just trying to keep it free. Yeah.
Rick Roberts starts. Rick Roberts starts. Right now on News Talk 820 AM, 99.5 FM HD2, WBAP.
And good afternoon, 2:05 the time. Glad you're along. Thank you so much for making us a part of your afternoon drive each and every afternoon. Monday through Friday, 2 to 5, First Amendment line, your voice, your opinion, your attitude on the issues of the day. And by the way, attitude is not always a bad thing. 1-800-288-WBAP, 1-800-288-9227. Well, we're looking at the day after now. The Mesquite City Council met to discuss what a lot of people are calling a dangerous new ordinance. I don't know that I would argue with that. That will open up bathrooms, showers, locker rooms to the opposite sex on city property, like city hall, libraries, city swimming pools, recreation centers. And of course, if you read this article, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The ordinance also states that this policy, which passed, by the way, extends to all terms, conditions, privileges of employment, including without limitation, fringe benefits. Well, you get the picture, right? The city came back and said, well, this has to do with employment. It has to do with the EEOC. And I get that. This was not my area of law, but, you know, I can read and generally determine where something is going, unless, of course, it's been wordsmithed to push a particular narrative or agenda. Jonathan Sines, president of, and by the way, the attorney for the Texas Values, and you've heard of that organization, he was to be at the city council meeting. And as a matter of fact, he's with us now on WBAP. Mr. Sines, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Rick, it's good to be on with you.
Tell us, if you would, what took place, because I'm trying to read this. I'm reading all the reports, and it looks as though the city of Mesquite is saying this was necessary to meet the new EEOC policies. And as I read it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, the only thing that has changed really from the current, or the current policy, was this one part. It says, including gender identity, sexual orientation, and pregnancy. Did something else change that I'm not aware of?
Well, there were some other things that were added in there, but the ones that you mentioned are getting the most attention, and rightly so. People can go to txvalues.org after the show and see more of the details. But here's what happened is the city of Mesquite, first of all, they tried to fast-track this measure, and what it does is it puts the city in a position where restrooms, bathrooms, locker rooms that you have on city property, you're now going to have city employees making a decision which one they're going to use. And now they can point to a policy and a new area of law for the city of Mesquite that says they get to make that decision based on how they feel about their gender identity. This is what we saw happen in Houston. This is what has happened in Fort Worth. This is what President Obama is trying to push onto our Texas public schools and other places. And so that gender identity means people that are transgender, means people that just think internally they feel like a woman instead of a man. And so now you have the city saying, we're going to protect that person's right, and we're going to punish people if those people are not allowed to make their decision. So if they decide, hey, I feel like a woman, I want to use the woman's bathroom, even though they're biologically a male and they appear to everyone else as a male, now the city is saying, we're going to open up the bathroom so they can do that. Now, there's been some question, right? There've been the city has so desperately tried to convince people that this doesn't have to do with the bathroom issue because they're terrified about it. And part of it is because when you make law this way and you do it quickly and have one hearing that really no one significant got notice about, you make a lot of mistakes and you make a lot of presumptions and you get bad advice. And that's what happened here. But what they're also following and doing this is an EEOC recommendation from President Obama, the same president that's also trying to force Texas public schools to open up our bathrooms in public schools. And so on this issue of boys going into girls' bathrooms. And so it's not federal law. It's not a U.S. Supreme Court decision. It simply is a recommendation by the federal government through President Obama that the city of Mesquite has decided to adopt. Those type of words, gender identity, appear nowhere in state law for good reason.
That's where I was going. I mean, I'm no expert on the state law of Texas, but, you know, I did a quick check. This is just the opposite of state law.
Well, that's right.
I mean, and you're right. This is not a law at the federal level. It's not even a law at a local level codified from a federal law. I'm trying to figure out what's the motivation here. I understand. I don't agree with it, but I understand what the Fort Worth Independent School District was doing. They're afraid they're going to get federal funds jerked away. That's no reason to ignore the parents of 86,000 kids. I don't understand the motivation for the city of Mesquite. Can you help me with that?
Yeah, I mean, all that we can tell is that some members of the city council have put their own political agenda ahead of the will of the people in Mesquite and the privacy and safety of women and children in bathrooms. If you read the policy, and we've got it online at txvalues.org, you can see it says it applies to all aspects of employment. Rick, did you go to the bathroom today?
As a matter of fact, I think I did, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're at work, you go to the bathroom just like everyone is, and you made a decision, which bathroom am I going to use? So when the employees in the city of Mesquite now make that decision during their 8 or 10 hour workday, which bathroom am I going to go to? And if they have an employee who is a man but feels like a woman, and he says, you know what, I'm at work, I want to use the women's bathroom. Now, that's an aspect of employment, there's no question. So now in the city of Mesquite, that man can say, well, I feel like a woman, so I'm going to use the women's bathroom. And that women's bathroom may happen to actually be on city property if that person works at the city pool or works at the city library. And now the general public also uses those bathrooms. They're going to come into contact with this type of situation. They're going to be surprised. And so that's all we can tell, because here's the other thing that happened. Okay, this was a consent agenda item. That's how it was placed on the agenda on Mesquite. And I was there. I testified on Monday night and against it, and tried to educate the members of the city council. But it was consent, which means they were not going to have a discussion about it. They were trying to just put it on there, and they do one vote where they pass a whole bunch of lists of things that they think aren't going to be controversial. When you have Obama suing the state of North Carolina over this issue, when you have our state attorney general suing the federal government, trying to force this issue onto our Texas public schools, it's not a consent agenda item. It's clearly controversial. And this is something the public should have been able to weigh into. But now, thankfully, there was a discussion, and that was because that meeting was packed. There were people standing outside the meeting. There was so much negative attention and so many emails within a matter of hours of us finding about it and seeing it going to the background details that you had to really search for on the website to find, that people said, no, we're not going to do this in Mesquite. But so there was some discussion. But at the result of the discussion, the elected officials there, a majority of them said, you know what, we're not concerned about those things. We're going to vote it in anyway. And yeah, there was a key point.
Sounds like a straight in. By the way, I got to take a quick break. We've got Jonathan Sines, president and attorney of Texas Values, with us for just a couple more minutes. Yeah, it sounds like a straight up or down vote with no discussion, and that's certainly not the way to deal with something of this magnitude. Let me do a little business. We'll come back. We'll take your calls as well. Jonathan Sines, president of Texas Values, with me as my guest, trying to figure out what was the motivation for the city of Mesquite. I'm Rick Roberts, News Talk 820 WBAP. All right, 17 minutes after the hour, 2:17 the time. Glad you're along. Rick Roberts with you. My guest, Jonathan Sines, president and attorney for Texas Values, was in attendance at the Mesquite City Council meeting, testifying and urging and trying to inform how dangerous this new ordinance can be. And I know we've only got a couple of minutes left. What, if anything, is left for the citizens, and I've heard from a lot of them, by the way, Mr. Sines, for them to do? What type of pushback can the citizens do?
Well, first of all, I think it's important what you're doing now, continuing to inform people this exists. Because the city did this so quickly and it was fast-tracked, I think a lot of people in Mesquite are just now finding out about it. Many of them aren't even aware of it. And that's why we're also directing people to our website, txvalues.org, so they can get a lot of detail on this. But let your neighbor know, even if you don't live in Mesquite, I'm sure you have friends that live in that area, inform them that this is going on. What we have seen when these things have been passed in the state of Texas, they've been repealed oftentimes. Houston, had this issue, go to the ballot. Now, it took them 2 years because the city government was acting just like the one in Mesquite. They didn't want the people to play a part of it. They tried to thwart the will of the people. Well, that issue, 2 years later, after litigation that was won at the Texas Supreme Court, that issue went on the ballot, and people voted 61-39 against that dangerous ordinance. And so I think that's what you're going to see, and that's one of the steps next is for people to look at, do they want this to stay? Is this what they want people to think of in Mesquite? Is this the way they think government should be done? And let me just let people know, too, we're not talking about concerns of safety and privacy that are hypotheticals. Just a couple of examples. In the city of Seattle, they have a policy similar to this. And on city property, at a city swimming pool, a man went into a woman's bathroom. There were young girls that were changing for the swim team. He said that he had a right to be there because of the new policy. They tried to get him to leave, and he refused to. And the police there, after the fact, went on record to say, and some law enforcement and government officials, they weren't sure really how to deal with this issue. There's no definition section in this policy at the Mesquite level. The city of Mesquite on this policy that allows men to go into women's bathrooms on city property. And so I don't think they have any clue of how they want to handle this. As a matter of fact, one of the council members during the meeting said, I don't even know what transgender is. I mean, he doesn't even aware of what he's voting on. It was like Obamacare, right? Let's pass it so we can see what's in it. Wow. And it was just such really disturbing. And so but here's, you asked me about why their motivation. I mean, I don't know for sure, but here's what they said at the meeting, that the EEOC policy from President Obama's federal entity was telling them to do this. They also said the U.S. Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage required them to do this. No, it didn't.
I've gone through it. What part are they referencing? There's nothing there that's even in the same zip code with what they passed.
No. You're absolutely right. So there was a very interesting exchange, which you can go to the city's website and see the video archive. It's already up, where one of the council members asks somebody from the HR department, I think his name is Rick French, and says, oh, well, let me ask the question again. So are we required to do this by federal law? And he kind of hems and haws and says, the EEOC says it. And these points, they really bear down and say, but no, this is federal law. Well, no, you're not actually required by federal law. But this is the trend. This is where things are going. Really? Because in Houston, they voted this down. In the city of Fayetteville, Arkansas, they voted it down. And not that they just voted it down, Rick. They repealed it after the city council didn't listen to them. That's why this debate is going on, because in Charlotte, the people didn't want it. The city council voted anyway. So the state of North Carolina says, then we're going to step in. That's why you see our state leaders step in, because you've got rogue government officials. They don't know the law. They're either getting bad advice or they're choosing to ignore it. And they're just trying to implement their own personal agenda. That is not a smart way to make policy. And that's not a way to have the people on your side. This is not a Republican or Democrat issue. I just want to tell you, we worked on this for 2 years in Houston. People that are black, white, and brown, Republican and Democrat, agree that they want to protect the privacy and safety of people in public schools. And I'll just take it home to you, okay? Dallas has an ordinance that's similar. Just a few years ago, a sexual offender, a registered sexual offender, okay, who dressed up as a woman, was caught in a woman's bathroom in Parkland Hospital. If you go online, you can see the video under Campaign for Houston, where this has all been documented. There were women and a child in that bathroom that were terrified. It's not just about women being afraid they're going to be assaulted in the bathroom when a man comes in there or is dressed up as a man. Just the presence of a man in a woman's bathroom is very disturbing to many women, and rightly so. So at txvalues.org, you can see the information. People need to continue to get educated and then let the people in Mesquite, their city officials, know how they feel about it.
Jonathan Sines, president and attorney of Texas Values, I appreciate your time. Probably wouldn't hurt to make some notations as to what city council people voted for and against this, for future information. TXValues.org. That's TXValues.org. I recommend you go there. You'll get a lot more information. The straight up and down voting is never a good idea where people are concerned. Counselor, thanks for your time. I appreciate it very much.
You bet. We actually have the record vote on our website at TXValues.org. You can see the five people that voted for it and the two that voted against it.
Excellent. Thanks again. I appreciate it very much.